Hey, side hustlers, I'm super excited about today's episode because I'm going to share with you an experiment I conducted a few weeks ago that brought in almost $500 in the course of 3 days. And I'm going to tell you all about it here in a few minutes. Welcome back to another episode of the Side Hustle Military Podcast, a show created to share the ideas and stories of side hustles and businesses from those who have been there and done it. And best of all, you don't even need to be in the military to use any of these ideas. If you got a passion and want to make some extra income, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Victor Delaflor. I'm active duty military, an inventor, and a side hustler, bringing you a new side hustle military story. This episode is sponsored by our very own Undercover Clip, a simple, effective, and functional way to carry your eyewear inside your Marine and Navy A-point cover. Use code SIDEHUSTLE for 20% off an order of two or more clips. That's Undercover Clip, and you can find them at undercoverclip.com. Hey, side hustlers, today's episode is all about the power of creation and a simple can-do attitude. I'm super excited to share this experiment I conducted. Now, if you follow the Side Hustle Military Facebook page, you may have seen a post I put up about an experimental side hustle I was trying out a few weeks ago. Now, the side hustle was simply a study. I only ran it for like 3 days, and I was taking notes on behaviors, what sells and what doesn't, consumer reactions, and how quickly I can turn a profit on a product from a simple organic Facebook post. Within those 3 days, I was able to make a profit of just under $500. It would have been more, but I had to subtract the cost of supplies too. And I'll be honest, the product and the experiment was fairly simple, and I'll give you all the details right after this. I'm a big camera guy and a photography fan. I've got camera accessories laying around in my spare bedroom, on shelves, and on my desk, and I simply found a way to carry a few of those accessories into one small, simple, and portable compartment. I started off by making one for myself, and I figured, you know, these things work out pretty well. Let me try posting it on this Facebook camera site that I'm a member of. And that's where the study actually started, because as soon as I posted up that I had this little organizer, I was getting replies and messages asking where they can get one and how much are they. So I simply put a price out there. I didn't know what to charge for this thing, right? So I put $6 and I said, if you're interested, private message me. And I'll tell you, the response was overwhelming. Within just maybe 30 minutes, I had maybe 20 or 30 people asking me where they can get one and how they can get their hands on one. I also had another guy who worked with 3D printers, and he said that I'm offering a great service to that camera site, but he thinks that the price is too low. I should be charging double that, maybe $12. So I immediately changed it from $6 to $12, and nobody asked any questions. People were happy to pay $12 plus shipping, which I was fine with, of course. These things are shipping out to places like New Zealand, England, Australia, Canada, and of course, the US. And since I already had access to 3D printers, my real only cost was just buying some extra spools of 3D filament, and that was like $30 each. And the funny thing with all of this is my post got deleted from that Facebook page because I was not supposed to be selling on there. But that's okay, I found another Facebook page that was strictly for camera selling gear, put it on there, and it's still making sales today. Not as much as that first rush, but there's about one or two selling every few days, so there's still some money being made from that. I also needed to account for the post office losing and damaging about four of these packages, so I had to resend a few of these items out, but the shipping was super cheap, so I wasn't really too worried about it. So in the end, I'd say that the experiment was a success. It's still bringing in a few $100 every so often, and that's really what it's all about, isn't it? Side hustling and having a stream of passive income. I know we've all heard it before and we all live for it. It's all about the hunt. Finding what works for you, finding your niche, finding your audience. Work the hell out of that side hustle and you will be rewarded. If you want something to happen, you've got to take that first step to make it happen. And this was a simple experiment that really showed some promise. And one big reason to have a side hustle with passive income is it feels freaking great going to sleep at night, waking up in the morning, and looking at your phone or your computer or whatever it might be and seeing that you have some new sales waiting for you. And honestly, I didn't do anything special. I just saw a need for something, something that worked for me, and I spread the word. So I didn't do anything special. You know, if I can do it, anyone can do it. So if you've got an idea for a side hustle, it doesn't matter if you're mowing lawns, selling t-shirts, designing, 3D printing, selling art, it doesn't matter. Just go and try it out. I'd rather lose $100 on something I tried and didn't work than spending zero and not knowing what could have been. If anything, those failures open doors to new avenues. So try this out. Set aside $100 and use it towards an idea or a business. Read about that idea, do your homework on all aspects of that idea, go into it educated and with a will to survive. That $100 could very well turn into thousands, but you never know unless you try it out first. Hey, side hustlers, I'm always willing to lend a helping hand if you've got questions or just don't know how to start. Follow me on Twitter at SideHustleMill, that's M-I-L. Check out our page or group on Facebook at Side Hustle Military and shoot me a message. Let's get our minds working together on something great. Hey, I'm a huge fan of anything side hustles. I've been doing it since I was a kid. I truly believe anyone can achieve just about anything they want. Hey, if you want your story featured or want to advertise on the podcast, email me at info@sidehustlemilitary.com. A huge shout out going out to our very own invention and creation, undercoverclip.com, the simple, effective, and functional way to carry your eyewear in your Navy or Marine Corps uniform, Undercover Clip. And if you haven't found your side hustle yet, don't worry, we'll get you there. And always remember, you've got the skills and you've got the knowledge. Now it's time to start side hustling.